Episode 9, Behind Closed Doors, Exposing the Dangers of Conflicts of Interest. Today is March 25th, 2024, and welcome back to The Edge, Anti-Corruption, podcast series presented by the American Anti-Corruption Institute, AACI. In today's episode, we highlight the critical issue of conflicts of interest among public officials. While it's a legal concept, its implications stretch far beyond the confines of statutes, influencing the very fabric of governance and trust in institutions. Defining conflict of interest. First and foremost, let's define what we mean by a conflict of interest. Simply put, it occurs when an individual, typically a public official in our context, has competing personal or professional interests that could potentially influence their judgment or actions in their official capacity. These interests, whether financial or non-financial, pose a significant risk to the integrity of decision-making processes. Illustrating with examples. To better understand this concept, let's consider a scenario. Imagine a city council member who also owns a construction company. When the council discusses infrastructure projects, the council member may advocate for projects that benefit their company financially, even if it's not in the best interest of the community. This conflict of interest jeopardizes the public's trust and can lead to decisions tainted by personal gain rather than the common good. Another example could involve a government official who oversees environmental regulations while simultaneously holding stock in a company that pollutes the environment. In such a scenario, the official may be inclined to overlook or downplay the company's violations to protect their financial interests, undermining the enforcement of crucial environmental laws. Link to corruption. It's crucial to recognize that conflicts of interest are not merely ethical dilemmas but also fertile ground for corrupt practices. When public officials prioritize personal gain over their duty to serve the public interest, it creates opportunities for abuse of power, favoritism, and ultimately, corruption. Whether it's awarding contracts to cronies, granting regulatory exemptions to benefit personal investments, or making policy decisions to advance private interests, the consequences are dire and erode the foundations of democracy. Red flags and preventive measures. So, how do we identify and address potential conflicts of interest? Here are some red flags to watch out for. 1. Undisclosed relationships. When public officials fail to disclose their connections or financial interests that could influence their decision-making. 2. Preferential treatment. Instances where certain individuals or entities consistently receive favorable treatment or contracts from government agencies, raising suspicions of favoritism. 3. Lack of transparency. Limited transparency in decision-making processes or financial disclosures can conceal conflicts of interest from public scrutiny. To mitigate the risks associated with conflicts of interest, consider implementing the following preventive measures. 1. Comprehensive disclosure policies. Require public officials to disclose their financial interests, affiliations, and potential conflicts of interest regularly. 2. Recusal protocols. Establish clear guidelines for officials to recuse themselves from decision-making processes where a conflict of interest exists. 3. Ethical training and awareness. Educate public officials and employees about the importance of integrity, ethical decision-making, and the consequences of conflicts of interest. By proactively addressing conflicts of interest and promoting transparency and accountability, we can safeguard the integrity of public institutions and uphold the trust of citizens in their government. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of The Edge, Anti-Corruption. Join us next time as we continue our journey towards a world where integrity prevails and corruption has no place. Until then, stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay committed to the fight against corruption.